The Killer's Art by Mary Jungstedt. Translated from the Swedish by Tina Nunnally. Read by Simon Shepherd. Prologue. 2 seconds. That was all it took to destroy him, to tear his life apart. 2 pitiful seconds. The malevolent thoughts that race back and forth in his head at night refused to let go. For weeks they'd been keeping him awake. Not until the borderland between night and day did he finally slip into a liberating slumber. He could escape his thoughts for a few hours. Then he woke again to the hell that had been forced upon him. A lonely private inferno that raged beneath his controlled exterior. Sharing it with anyone else was impossible. It was during those 2 seconds that he'd fallen headfirst into the blackest abyss. Never would he have imagined that the truth could be so merciless. It took a while before he understood what he had to do. Slowly and irrevocably, the realization had crept in. He would have to set to work on his own. There was no going back. No back door that he could slip through and pretend to the world and himself that nothing had happened. It all started one day when he suddenly discovered a secret, and he didn't know what to do about it. He went around carrying the knowledge inside him for a while. It itched, chafed, and irritated him like a sore that had split open and refused to heal. Eventually he might have put it out of his mind, convinced himself that it was best to leave it be. If only he had done. If only curiosity hadn't prompted him to investigate further, so he couldn't forget. So he had to find out more, even if it hurt. The fateful day arrived, although he didn't know it at the time, not at first, not in his mind at least. Maybe his body had sensed the danger instinctively. Maybe not. He was home alone. For a large part of the night he had lain awake, thinking about the thing that had preoccupied him for the past few weeks. With an effort, he got out of bed when he heard the day coming awake outside the window. He had no appetite, and he barely managed to get down a cup of tea. He merely sat at the kitchen table staring at the overcast sky and the high-rise building opposite. He had no idea how long he sat there. Frustration finally drove him out of his flat. The morning was well underway, but as always in November, it never got truly light. The snow on the pavement was a dirty brown, and people were hurrying through the slush without looking anyone else in the eye. The cold was raw and damp, not conducive to indolent strolling. He decided to go back to that place, without having any real reason to do so. He was just obeying an impulse. If he had known what was going to happen, he wouldn't have gone. But it was as if the whole thing were predestined. When he turned down the street, the man was just locking the door. He followed the man at a distance as he walked to the bus stop. The bus arrived almost at once. It was packed with people, and he practically rubbed shoulders with the man as they stood crowded together in the centre aisle. The man got off at the NK department store and with determined steps pushed his way through the hordes of Saturday shoppers. He walked briskly towards the city centre in his elegant woolen coat, with a scarf nonchalantly flung over his shoulder, smoking a cigarette. Abruptly, he turned off onto a side street. The man had never taken this route before. His pursuer's pulse quickened, but he kept back at a safe distance. Just to be sure, he walked along the opposite side of the street, but he still had a good view. Suddenly, he lost his quarry. He crossed the street and found a metal door that was so unobtrusive it merged with the shabby facade of the building. He cast a surreptitious glance in both directions. The man must have disappeared through the door, and he decided to follow. He didn't know how devastating...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?